And good morning. Welcome to City Edition here on 1590 KVGB and 95.5 FM from the Mayo Money Management Studio. It's a program. We get you up to date on what's going on in the city of Great Bend. Joining us on the show, Great Bend Fire Chief Brent Smith. Welcome back to the studio.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you've got a glow about you. It's how do you get tanned if you're, I mean, you've been not fighting grass fires or what? That's, you got a good color to you. So, I didn't know you thought you'd talk about that today, but
I didn't.
Okay.
Some of it's genetics.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Some of it's been working out a lot outside a lot at our new burn facility that we're putting together. So spent a significant amount of time outside in the last month or so.
Okay. See, that's where we'll start then, because the new burn building,
yes,
that would be, I've been in the old one long, long time ago, but so what's going on out there? And we adding some things to this, or tell me how you're improving this training facility.
So, you know, when I came here 4.5, almost 5 years ago, we, you know, one of the things I was tasked with at the time was improving our training here at Great Bend, and adding some things to our ability to make ourselves better. I identified early on that we needed a better facility for the guys to do live fire training in. The facility, you know, that they'd been using was, you know, roughly 24 foot by 32 foot, four small rooms. You know, once you went in the front door, you could pretty much see in every room, you know, in the building. We have added on the first floor 2 40-foot Connex boxes, shipping containers, and then added a second floor as well with a 40-foot and a 20-foot shipping container. So it allows us to change up scenarios. There'll be moving walls, movable walls on the inside to allow different setups. That way, you know, there's some unexpected things when they go inside. I mean, that it just allows for them to do different things.
How far away are we from this getting completed?
We're actually going to use it Saturday.
Really?
We have a countywide training we're putting on with all of our, you know, we put out the invite to our neighboring fire departments. We work with them already anyway on calls. So we thought this would be a great opportunity to one, showcase our facility, and two, you know, bring those guys here, allow us to learn, you know, more about what they do, allow them to see what we do, you know, in that controlled and semi-controlled environment versus just showing up on a call like we normally do now.
What's the most important thing for the guys to revisit and go through? What's the biggest thing you want to get out of this training in this new facility?
The sad part is we put a lot of work into this facility. Probably the most important thing is the networking that happens between the scenarios. I mean, for the most part, everybody's even around the county, mm-hmm. we're all well-trained. Everybody knows their job. But just putting faces together and people together and just building those relationships, because there's a lot of trust in what we do. We have to trust that the guy standing beside you knows what he's doing, and they have to trust, you know, that we know what we're doing. And part of that is just getting to know each other. So this being the first real training, countywide training, since I've been here anyway, I mean, there's a lot of new faces and on everybody's departments. So I would say right now, just that networking, you know, around the scenarios that we have put together for Saturday.
The scenarios you have put together. So Mr. Diabolical, okay, we're going to, so how do you come up with these scenarios and maybe kind of, well, I don't know if you want to give a heads up on any of the guys, but you know, some of the scenarios that you came up with.
So one of the big things we run into is when we have a structure fire, or when they have a structure fire, just the limited number of people that show up first on scene, are tasked with just going to work. You have to put out the fire. You have to search for the people that are inside, because every structure we see is occupied until we prove it's not. So somebody's in that house that's on fire until we prove they're not. So we have tasks we have to do, put out the fire, get rid of the smoke, search for people. So we rely on these crews that are coming from other towns, and they rely on us. The first thing probably would be as a RIT crew, which is one of the main topic we're going to drill on this weekend, and that's a rapid intervention team. That team is basically there as a group of firefighters that save me as the firefighter inside. If I get in trouble, I have to have a crew on the outside that comes and gets me. The guys on the inside are going to get the citizens already.
Right.
But we have to have guys ready to go get us if something would go wrong. That's probably going to be the first assignment that that neighboring department gets if they come here. And we look for that to be one of the first assignments we get when we go there as they rotate us in and we rotate them into any other tasks that that arise during that call.
What's it called? A RITS?
It's called RIT. It's okay, RIT.
Okay.
Rapid Intervention Team. Okay. It's required by NFPA.
Sure.
As if we put somebody in an IDLH environment, immediately dangerous to life and health, we have to have a standby crew solely dedicated to getting those people out.
Okay.
So
you roll up on a fire. You're the first people there. What you said, okay, we got to put the fire out. We got it. But the house has flames coming out of the top. You don't know if anyone's in there. What are you going to do?
So the first truck or engine on scene, chief on scene, whoever it is, they have some immediate decisions they have to make.
Okay.
We try and do a 360, which is a complete circle around that property. And you're looking for signs that there's somebody inside, people on the outside telling you that there's people on the inside, and you're looking for survivable spaces, places that there's not a fire right now.
Uh-huh.
And the conditions on the inside are to the point that if somebody is in there, they need to get out and they need to get out now. So you make those decisions right off the bat. So then as the first officer or chief on scene, you then either assign, we're going into those survivable spaces okay. to get whoever's on the inside, or we determine that the best thing for the people on the inside would be to put the fire out, get rid of the smoke, and get them out as quickly behind that as possible. So hopefully we show up on scene with enough people in time that we can put the fire out and go search those
and
spaces.
Do it at the same time. Right.
Yeah.
But sometimes smaller units or smaller communities don't have that opportunity.
Well, then, and we've run into it as well. You know, uh-huh. if we're out on a, you know, if our crews are out on another fire, out on an EMS call, and that structure fire comes in, we show up with limited personnel, you know, that quick and early on. You know, just like they would sometimes.
How do you, I know it's got to be experience, but boy, you're just talking about a lot of decisions, rolling up, assessing the scene, knowing, okay, this is what we got to do right there. I guess that's what's training's all about.
Yeah, it's training and experience. I mean, experience, you know, when I hired onto the fire service, the guys that, you know, were training me and stuff said, you'll never see calls like they saw, you know, just because of what was, the number of calls they went on, you know, fire prevention has done great things, uh-huh. you know, as far as, you know, some of that stuff. And, you know, I tell the guys that are coming in now, you won't see calls like I saw. And those guys are going to tell it to the guys that come into there, you know, that as time goes on. But one thing that we have now that we didn't have, you know, 10 and 15 years ago was the ability, everybody's filming everything anymore. I don't necessarily have to be a part of all those calls when I can go watch, you know, on mm-hmm. YouTube, the good things and the bad things that other people are doing and, you know, put that in my knowledge bank for future reference. So
good stuff. Brent Smith with us, Great Bend Fire Chief. I'm like, you're not doing both. Okay. Great Bend Fire Chief with us on City Dish. We'll have more of the program coming up right after this. Welcome back, City Edition. Great Bend Fire Chief Brent Smith with us here on the program. Okay, you said you like to watch, you know, films, break things down. So you have fires all the time. You have responses. How often are you able to to you know analyze a fire call or an emergency call? Where and how do you break that down and how do you review those situations so you can get better?
So anytime we have a a major call in our area, we break it down as a crew. The good, the bad, the ugly is what we call it. What mm-hmm. we did good, what we did bad, what possibly was really ugly, and then how we get better from that. There's no blame placed on anybody. You just go into it with an open mind that let's talk about it and let's get better for the next time. Some of, knowing whether it's good, bad, or ugly, I mean, you know it when you're there, whether it went right or whether it didn't go right. Sometimes just we had a call once where, and it was here in town where we were having some issues with water. And nobody could figure out, everybody wanted to kind of not really blame everybody, but we're like, why were we having trouble getting water where we needed to get water? And, me being in the position I was in, as the incident commander, I take pictures. I snap pictures when I can. And I was able to identify by zooming in on a picture that we had, our hose had a, we call it a half hitch. It had a loop in it that allowed that to kink. And had we not been able to zoom in on that, we wouldn't have identified, hey, we need to make sure when we pull these hoses off the truck that, we lay it out. We practice laying it out right. But sometimes in the heat of the moment when the adrenaline's flowing, you just miss that little half hitch in that line. And when they put water to it, it just wasn't allowing all the water through that line. So we had no idea that had happened until after the call, when just happened to be, I was looking at one of my pictures and I personally am a big guy on laying the hose line. Uh-huh. I like to pull hose. I like to have it laid out perfect. I mean, cause the rule is how the first line goes is how the fire goes. And if you have trouble with getting that first line in the door to put out the fire, the rest of the call is going to follow that. And it's going to be catastrophe. I call it a catastrophe after catastrophe. They all might be minor things that go wrong after that, but it seems like that first line lays out perfect or near as perfect as can be. The rest of the call just seems to run smooth.
So with that said, this is kind of reminded of everybody at home. Yeah, I drag my hose out there and I'll turn the water on. Nothing's there. Look over there and there's a kink in the thing. Well, maybe it's because you didn't put the hose up right either. So you go out and it's hot and you've been out there and you've got a fire and you've got all this hose laying around. It'd be easy just to kind of just grab it up and just toss it in the back. That you can't do that, right?
No.
I mean, you've got to. So I would imagine some time goes into putting that hose back where
it does, and you learn that certain loops go in, you try and shoot for a certain number of feet. We want all the hose off of the truck within that first, 35 to 40 feet. So I should be able to walk up to any of our trucks right now, grab the loop of hose, drag it out 35 to 40 feet, and they should be able to put water in that hose, and it should unkink itself and be able to flow water if it's loaded correctly.
How often do you guys practice that?
Every day.
Every day.
So every day.
That's a regular. That's just like the.
It's
PT the, in the morning.
You it's get it, the most basic of skills there is at a fire scene.
And the most
scene,
important one.
But it is one of the most important ones that you will find.
Okay, Brent Smith with us here on City. I'm going to take another break. We'll be back. This is a great discussion on what goes on at the Great Bend Fire Department. Stay with us. Back on City Edition, we're talking about training with Brent Smith, Great Bend Fire Chief. So I was part of some of this high-rise rescue type things that take place. Still doing some of those?
Yes. I became fire chief almost a year ago, and one of the things I internally tasked myself with was going out and building some relationships with some of our community members and businesses around that, either weren't there before or just weren't being utilized like before. You were part of the going down to the co-op and, mm-hmm. and working with them. We're planning, you know, it brought some light to our eyes and theirs of some things that they needed to work on and us. So we have more training with them coming up planned. They're looking at some of their equipment. We're looking at some of ours. Last week we met with ILS about, they have some freshwater ponds, you know, out there. We're looking at doing a little bit of diving, scuba diving in some of them. They're inside buildings, so it basically mimics diving at night. So, you know, we're looking at that. We've also visited with them about rescues out of their feed mill and off some of their grain elevators. We've got some of that coming up in the near future. Just getting out and seeing these places, putting our guys in places that they may not have seen before. We started going out and seeing them, and it's amazing that we have people calling us now and saying, hey, can you guys come to our facility? It helps us, gives them a peace of mind that knows they know when and if we do have to come to their place of business. Hey, these guys have been in here. They know, you know, what we do and how we do it and how to get us out of it if we run into that. So,
have you ever done anything over the high rise?
When they were building it,
okay,
or remodeling it,
okay,
our guys went through there at several times. The high rise is it's a different animal in and of itself. You know, fires are pretty much compartmentalized because it's all a concrete structure. So getting them big fires floor to floor to floor, not that they couldn't happen,
right?
The chances are slim, especially with the alarm system and all of that stuff for early notification. And there's stairways all the way to the top and elevators. So, you know, the chances of ever having to do anything on the outside of that structure are slim. But it would be the same style of setup we would use, you know, even going off a one-story building. Uh-huh. It's the same system. It just takes a longer rope.
Do you have to be not afraid of heights to be a fireman, firefighter, EMT?
So I would say we've got people that are afraid of heights. I know we do. Adrenaline kicks in and overrides that a lot of time. But part of it, I also say if you're standing on top of that grain elevator 110 feet in the air and your leg's not shaking when you go over the edge, you know, even if you're on a rope and have a safety line and trust the guys that are doing it, if you are not shaking a little bit, there might be something wrong with you.
Well, okay. Glad to know I'm normal. I was terrified that day on the side of the building. I didn't think I was scared of heights. And
when you
mind plays tricks, doesn't it?
Especially when you're used to having control of what you do and how you do it, and you have no control anymore. It's all in somebody else's hands.
All right. Brent, appreciate you coming in today. Enjoy the training this weekend. Take plenty of pictures and put them on the Facebook page.
We will.
We'll all check them out. Appreciate the time you spend with us the time.
Thanks for having me.
Brent Smith in with us. Great Bend Fire Chief on City Edition here on 1590 KVGB and 95.5 FM.